Hey, baseball fans, it's time to swing big on your bets this season. Step up to the plate with an odds boost token from BetMGM, an official sports betting partner of Major League Baseball. No opt-in is required. Just log into your BetMGM account to receive your odds boost token. Then, place a bet on any MLB game and activate your token. If your boosted bet hits, you'll score a bigger payout, no matter the showdown. BetMGM is your betting home for baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus only. This U.S. promotion offer not available in Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards vary and expire in 1 to 7 days. In partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Craftsman Days are here at Lowe's with big savings on the tools you need. Save $100 on the Craftsman V20 6-Tool Power Tool Combo Kit, now at $199. No matter what the project is, Craftsman's high-quality, high-performance products empower you to build on. Stop by your nearest Lowe's store and check out the full line of Craftsman tools today. Valid through 6/18 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Most of our thoughts and feelings come from our past experiences. They come from our memories. In fact, your brain is organized to reflect everything you know in your life. Your brain is a record of all the things you've learned and experienced to date. It's an artifact. And when you have an experience, when you're in the midst of an experience, all of your five senses plug you into the external environment. And as your brain is processing all of this vital sensory data, all of that information rushes back to the brain. And when it reaches the brain, it causes jungles of neurons to organize themselves into networks, to string into patterns, to reflect their interaction with their external environment. The moment those neurons organize into patterns, the brain makes a chemical, and that chemical is called a feeling or an emotion. And so experiences tend to create more long-term memories because it patterns or stamps or embosses networks of neurons into very specific patterns, and then the emotional quotient helps us to remember the event. The end product of experience, of course, is the emotion, and it causes us to feel certain ways. You can remember where you were on 9/11. You can tell me who you were with, what time of day it was, what you were doing, because whatever you were seeing in that moment or hearing in that moment changed how you were feeling. And the moment you felt altered or you felt differently, significantly, your brain perked up and you paid attention to whatever caused that. And that event in and of itself is called a memory. So then most of our thoughts and feelings tend to be within the neural circuitry of the past and the emotions of the past chemically. If you combine a thought and a feeling, a thought and a feeling, a thought and a feeling, and you have a series of good thoughts that are connected to a series of good feelings, that cycle of thinking and feeling creates what's called an attitude. If you have a series of negative thoughts that are connected to some pretty bad feelings, you'll say, I have a pretty bad attitude today. So if how you think and how you feel creates a state of being, then attitudes are just shortened states of being. You can feel good in the morning, you can feel bad in the afternoon. If you take an attitude, an attitude, an attitude, and you begin to string attitudes together, when you combine an attitude, an attitude, an attitude, you start to form what's called beliefs. Now, a belief is just a thought you keep thinking over and over again until you hardwire it in your brain. And because beliefs are based on past experiences, then the very boundaries of our beliefs are how we feel. And so when our beliefs get challenged, it typically doesn't feel right. I think there's a strong intellectual division going on in the world right now because some people are holding on to old paradigms and old beliefs. And look, if we're measuring normal, we're going to get normal. I mean, for years, the idea that you couldn't grow new brain cells or couldn't change the brain in some way, that was a belief. And you know why? Because the scientist was doing the experiment, was studying rodents in an unchanging environment. how could there ever be any new connections or new circuitry or new brain cells if there's no new experiences? So I think in the age of information, in the age of technology, ignorance is a choice. And people are beginning to go, hey, I don't need my doctor to tell me about this. I can get on the internet and read it. Hey, I'm going to read a book on quantum physics, and I'm going to ask the mysterious questions. I'm going to step outside of convention myself. So once you step outside of convention, you will be considered foolhardy or insane until you're able to produce some type of change. Then you're considered a saint, a holy man, a mystic, a genius. Dare to be original. So I think the camp is divided in a very big way. That's the reason why I'm doing all the measurements. Yeah. Because I want people to understand that the person that healed themselves of that condition, that traumatic brain injury, I want to show you that their brain is better. They're not just saying I feel better. No, they are better. I want them to see that. Now, they didn't do that with a drug. They didn't do that with a therapy. They didn't do that with anything except by thought alone. And they made those biological changes. So, to answer the question, the camp is divided in many ways. The old paradigms.
This is an ad by BetterHelp. BetterHelp recently surveyed over 16,000 people and found that while 75% of people believe it's wise to seek support, only 27% of Americans are in therapy, and people stay silent to avoid being judged. BetterHelp has over 10 years of experience matching you with the right therapist, because we're all better with help. Visit BetterHelp.com/stopthestigma for their first ever State of Stigma report, the latest in mental health research.
Americans love using their credit cards, the most secure and hassle-free way to pay. But D.C. politicians want to change that with the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill. This bill lets corporate megastores pick how your credit card is processed, allowing them to use untested payment networks that jeopardize your data security and rewards. Corporate megastores will make more money, and you pay the price. Tell Congress to guard your card, because Americans lose when politicians choose. Learn more at guardyourcard.com.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of, 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.
And then the new understandings and the new paradigms. And then there's this little kind of bridge in between. And we're only as good as the people that are willing to execute it. In other words, you got to be skilled at this, right? You got to be skilled at this. So if you're not skilled at it, we're not going to see any changes. So imagine 500 people or 450 people coming to an event, a workshop, and we are going to help them cross that river and to become conscious of their unconscious thoughts. You know, the ones that say, you can't, it's too hard, this will never happen, I can't change, I'm too this, I'm too old, I'm too that. Get beyond what their habits are, what they say unconsciously. Do they complain? Do they blame? Do they make excuses? Do they feel sorry for themselves? That's a program. They talk about others. Then look at their emotional states. Oh, my God, I've been guilty for the last 30 years. I didn't even know I was guilty. It just felt like me. I've been unworthy. I didn't even know I was unworthy. It just felt like who I am. And all of a sudden, they start becoming conscious of that. And then they start creating a new change for themselves. And one by one, you start seeing these breakthroughs. You start measuring those breakthroughs. You have people on the stage talk about their breakthroughs, show their brain scan, show their heart rate monitor, show the energy change. And I guarantee you, just like an infection can create a disease in a community, I believe that wellness can be as infectious as disease. And you start seeing dramatic changes happening in a small community of people who are outside of the conditioning of their environment. The science has to be done to measure it, but the measurements are only as good as our students. And if they're not doing the work, if they're not developing the ability to sustain brainwave states, if they're not getting beyond their analytical mind, because what separates the conscious mind from the subconscious mind is the analytical mind. And if a person doesn't get beyond their analytical mind, they'll still think within their belief. And I've measured enough brains to tell you is that when you think within your belief, or you think within those limited emotions, you are going to make your brain worse, without a doubt. It's only when you transcend that analytical mind that you start falling in to those subconscious programs and you begin to step into the autonomic nervous system, where you can change your chemistry and your biology. So then if our students aren't good at doing that, then it's still a philosophical concept, pie in the sky principles. But what we want to do is we want to give people the knowledge, the information, and blend the sciences of possibility, whether it's quantum physics or neuroplasticity or neuroendocrinology or epigenetics or whatever it is, hormonal changes, psychoneuroimmunology. We want to give them the information and have them reason it. We want them to be able to turn to someone next to them and explain what they just learned so they wire it in there. Sure. We want to give them the instruction and have them review the instruction, and then we want to put them into the experience. Not everybody is going to have the experience, but all we need is a few. And if that person or series of people have that experience, that transformation, and we measure that transformation, that's more information to teach transformation the next time, because I can understand what took place. So our work is only as good as our students' ability to regulate and change those states. But I do know that if you give people the opportunity and they have enough times in their environment to apply it, you'll start seeing those transformations occur. And now we're stepping outside the paradigm of the human beings are limited, they're powerless, they need these external things to take care of.
Hi, I'm Tara Schmidt, a registered dietitian and host of On Nutrition, a podcast from Mayo Clinic where we dig into the latest nutrition trends and research to help you understand what's health and what's hype. There's a lot of wild stuff out there, so we'll be keeping it science-based, research-informed, and practical. Mayo Clinic's On Nutrition, new episodes every other week, wherever you get your podcasts.
I think it's time that we start taking a little bit more responsibility for these things and seeing if we're able to do it in a practical, measurable way. An attitude are shortened states of being. And you combine them together then a belief then, the cycle of thinking, feeling over time, creates a subconscious state of being. So all beliefs are subconscious states of being. We have beliefs about God, about spirituality, about health, about relationships, about love. And all of those are based on our past experiences, but the majority of those beliefs, we don't even know that we believe them because we think they're true, because they're not functioning primarily in the conscious mind. So then, if you take a belief, and you stack them together, you start to form what's called perceptions. And perceptions have everything to do with the relationships we have, the things we create, the behaviors we demonstrate, and even the choices we make in our relationships. So then, why is that important? Because then, if beliefs are subconscious states of being, and you're stringing beliefs together, then most people are viewing their life through the lens of the past, unconsciously. And they are filling in reality. They're seeing reality They're filling it in from their past memory. We know this to be true because they did an amazing experiment where they took a group of people and they had them wear these lenses. And the lenses were divided in half. And when they looked to one side, they saw one color. And they looked to another side, they saw another color. And they said to them, okay, well, wear these glasses every day for 2 weeks. Take your kids to school, do all the things you do at work, you know, go shopping, work out, you know, live your life. At the end of 2 weeks, they brought those people back into the lab and they said, look to the left, what color do you see? So we don't see a color. Look to the right, what color do you see? We don't see a color. Now, it says a couple things. Number one, the eyes don't see. The brain sees. But more emphatically important is that those people were filling in their external reality based on their memory in their brain. If they were truly seeing, they would be seeing those colors, right? So then, in our perceptions then, we are overlaying our future. We're overlaying the present moment with our memory of the past. And so then, that then begins to diminish possibility. And it begins to close down the way that we can begin to navigate and function in our lives.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.